right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, 2024, and we're already deep into this election. Tomorrow is the official day. Oh, my goodness.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
14 hours, 59 minutes, 46 seconds. And Roger Stone is rarely wrong. He says Trump's got a good chance of sweeping so hard it overwhelms all the fraud, and he is president-elect by midnight Eastern tomorrow night. I have never in my life been on the edge of my seat like this, except the first time you're a parent and you have a baby, your wife has a baby. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat close to this, but not even this level, because my children's entire future, all four of them, and your future and your children's future all hangs in the balance. Here's the big takeaway. There is absolute, total, massive election fraud going on everywhere, caught red-handed. We'll go over all of it. And the good news is the bad guys are so desperate, so absolutely desperate that they don't care. And so this is a big learning experience for everybody. And if you thought the awakening was big now, it's just exponentially growing. So the globalists are in a lot of trouble. And people don't want a post-human world. They don't want depopulation. They don't want to die. And there's a lot of people in the establishment that are actually going, man, this New World Order really sucks. We don't want to be part of this either. So overall, in the scheme of time, we're in a very good place. But the death throes of this seriously satanic establishment is very, very dangerous. So Trump came out Saturday, or Sunday, actually, yesterday. The days all blend together now. And said, look, they're trying to steal it. They're trying like hell. But our landslide's so big, he believes we can overpower it. And I agree with him. But at the same time, we cannot underestimate the power and the viciousness and the sickening level to which our enemies will go. Now, I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes, and hundreds of stations join us after the six after. And I'll plunge into the main broadcast, but I'm going to say this just very clearly to everybody. InfoWars next week on the 13th could be shut down as early as the 14th. So how many days is the 14th? It's 8 days. 14 hours, 56 minutes. I mean, the auction's the 13th. They could shut it down early that night, but I think it'll take a day. So that's just emblematic of how serious the situation is. But that's okay, because we have sponsors and we have a great crew, and we can continue on if we have the funds to battle them legally and hold them off and have the satellite uplinks and the servers and the systems and the crew. And as we sit here, 7-8 days out from this, I do not have the funds we need. And it's always two steps forward, two steps back. We are in range, but I need the listeners, and I guess I go to the people that do buy the great products, not the vast majority that don't. I'll ask the great folks that have bought the products, do love the products, and the t-shirts and everything you can find at thealexjonesstore.com to make the decision. They're great products anyways. The ultimate CMOS, it's the superfood, so good for your whole body. All the other great supplements that have come in there are all top of the line, high, big discounts on them, great t-shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those step up that haven't and keep us on air. I mean, you really want to give the globalists, the middle of a contested election, the victory of handicapping us? I need your help, and I'm standing up for you, and damn it, we've done a good job against the enemy. I think people that don't support us are crazy in this climate. The bad guys want us off the air for a reason, because we're the most effective at exposing their ass. Please take action now at theauctionstore.com.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA. A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at alexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the new world order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
This country is finished, and I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years, and we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. What? Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one-day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. Who's a conspiracy? And they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen, but for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines. And they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people.
It is Monday, November 4th, 2024. We're in the middle of the end of the 2024 election. 60-something percent of people voted. It's all in high gear right now. And we've never seen such open, massive attempts to steal the election. It's all smoking gun, and I'll go over all of it right now. The question is, will they be able to overpower this landslide? Saturday, I did an emergency broadcast. A lot of people tuned in, millions and millions and millions and millions on X at the AJN Live channel on X, separate from InfoWars, at AJN Live. You should follow that right now. We can be shut down as early as next Tuesday. And I told everybody that this is the biggest open theft we've ever seen. I did 2 hours showing the evidence. And I got a tsunami of criticism saying, no, that's a conspiracy. You're being negative. We're going to win. I didn't say we weren't going to win. I didn't say Trump doesn't have more support than ever. It's clear. It's everywhere. The polls show it. Even the ones skewed towards Democrats. They're in panic mode. And they've said they're not going to accept the results and have civil war conditions and armed uprisings. James Carville. I mean, they're saying that. And Rass has already got symposiums set up in a few weeks about the undecided election, what to do with the American chaos and all of it. So we have to get ahead of that, and there's not much time to get ahead of it, but people are talking about it. Trump's talking about it. Musk is talking about it. Tucker's talking about it. Rogan's talking about it. I'm talking about it. You're talking about it. But they're going to try to frame this that we're violent and that Trump supporters are going to go shoot up and attack polling places when the election gets held up. Now, clearly, the last piece of the puzzle is the deep state will stage it or provocateur lunatics to do it, and I've got articles all over the corporate media today saying there's messages on Telegram. Oh my gosh, somebody wrote graffiti on the wall too? Anonymous messages that Trump supporters are planning militias to attack Democrat polling places. How many months have I told you that the feds have been and NGOs have been winding up these training camps with fake militias, just like Elohim City created the Oklahoma City bombing, was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That came out in federal court. They've got these lunatics ready to be turned loose to frame the American people. I'll be getting into that in a moment. And right on time, they say, imminently, they're about to attack today or tomorrow. Oh, Trump's violent. He's going to kill Harris supporters with no evidence. And then misrepresenting what he says about Cheney or jokes he makes. But here's the good news. Yeah, put that headline back up. Oh, here's how Republicans could help Trump steal the election from Harris. So the Democrats have said they're going to contest it and use all the legal means to do it that are also illegal. And then if we counter that fraud, oh, we're stealing it. See, that's the framing. Oh, there's no election fraud either. We just have all these battleground states that have confirmed illegal aliens voting. Federal judges ruling illegal aliens can vote. Supreme Court saying, no, they can't in Virginia. That's smoking gun. And then we've got this. All these states ruling, oh, yeah, we can count ballots for days or weeks after. They're not even postmarked. And then we've got this. They come out. And I was hearing this a week ago that the active duty service members would try to go vote overseas and said, sorry, there's no paper, there's no machines, and we just didn't pay for it. It's just not here. For the first time in U.S. history, active duty service people just can't vote. And it's an AP, Reuters, like it's no big deal. Okay, you just can't vote. No big deal, just a glitch. Pentagon fails to send absentee ballots to active duty military. Real clear defense. Military Times. Many military ballots won't be counted until after the election. Oh, that too. So this is all hiding in plain view. Now let's go over the fraud right now. Let's move quickly through all this and then how I think we should respond. A lot of good news. See, we're not caught totally flat-footed here. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that undated ballots won't be counted in presidential election. Yeah, because that follows state and federal law. But all these other states, like Nevada, are saying, well, we are. And that's hundreds of thousands of estimated ballots. This is even bigger. Breaking, a federal judge in Arizona ruled that election officials must hand over records, the Republicans have been trying to get it for 4 years, of 1.2 million unknown voters on the state's 2024 election voter rolls to election integrity activists for inspection. The court is aware that compiling the records may prove difficult, which the court will account for in the time it allows defendants to produce the requested records. However, the difficulty has no bearing on the citizen AG's right to receive the records, who we had on Friday. In fact, let's get Citizen AG to pop on in the middle of the next hour just to give us an update. Whether, Mr. Yoder, whether they had made such a request 2 years ago when plaintiffs contend the state of Arizona should have cleaned up its voter rolls or 6 days before the election. The law is the law, even on the eve of the election, Judge Stephen P. Logan said. And, of course, it's well known from election officials that have looked at these numbers but aren't allowed to put them out that it's illegal aliens and dead people. The reason I think this is amazing ruling is because the courts have given the election fraudsters nowhere to hide. If they pull any fraud in this election, we will know faster than Usain Bolt finishes a 100-meter race. The judges are fed up and their shenanigans are coming to an end. Thank you to the Patriots over at Citizen AG for bringing this lawsuit that we talked about on Friday. Federal judge orders Arizona to release voter roll records. Courthouse news. Judge orders Arizona to release names of voters affected by a glitch where you can't see who they are. Oh, yeah. We can't tell you who they are. There's a glitch. We can't say who they are in the voter registration database. Over and over again, and then Pennsylvania starts finding massive numbers of fake voter registration by the same handwriting, the same groups, all for the Democrats, and the database goes down. Same story over and over again, and all confirmed reports. First, it was over 2 weeks ago, MTG saying she was getting reports of straight ballot from Republican to Democrat flipping. It's always from Republican to Democrat, and it's confirmed all over the country. And they go, oh, it's just a little glitchy-witchy. Always for the Democrats. Maricopa County, 90,000 registration forms dumped on last day of voter registration by Harvesting Group, funded by the Democrats, of course. And then now the state's gone in and looked at them, and most of them are fake. Fake. These are all detailed articles on Infowars.com. Breaking, Maricopa County has confirmed that they received up to 90,000 voter registration forms from third-party groups on registration deadline day, and they estimated 30,000 to 40,000 forms were incorporated or incomplete or damaged. Yeah. It's all done on purpose. Then we've got video out of California, speaking of election fraud. You can vote in California without even verbally confirming your info is accurate, let alone showing ID. But Chase Geisler's wife is out in San Diego visiting family with his two children. They tried to go to the zoo yesterday, and they wanted, even if you pay with cash, your ID. You got to show an ID to get in the zoo, but you don't to vote. Isn't that cute. Very, very cutesy. Trump rails against voter fraud schemes, ballot harvesting delays in swing states. They're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Liberal data analyst Nat Silbert says Trump favored to win. Accuses pollsters of putting finger on the scale to make elections seem closer. Well, so they can try to steal it and make it legitimate. Democrats drafting Trump impeachment articles in anticipation of his election. Congressman Andy Biggs says he's seen the evidence. That's a good sign. Yeah, they are acting confident to their minions in the election system that they're going to win, but they're not confident in their real actions. And that's why we have to override them with a landslide, which is happening. Now, I want to move to the most important piece of information right now. We've got some big guests up and analysis, and I also intend to take calls in the second hour today. I want to remind everyone that the way we reach more people with the truth, and that's critical in the fight against the globalists, again, all this propaganda, all this censorship wouldn't be necessary if they were invincible. So I'm asking all of you that are listening on talk radio and watching on TV and watching on X to simply say Alex Jones and his crew and a spectrum of the very best analysts are live today and election day tomorrow and right through if it's contested until next week when we can be shut down, and then you can find Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network on X, and that you should tell everybody, tune in to the live coverage of the election here, because I believe we're going to have some of the best analysis and information here. And so simply send out a simple link saying bookmark at Real Alex Jones, bookmark at AJN Live. That's where you'll find the live continued coverage. Now, let me hit this next big piece of news. And I don't have the crew. I don't have the staff. I have a great crew, but they're limited. All of you remember this the last few months. But if I could show you the clips, it would be even more powerful, wouldn't it? Maybe folks on X will take what I'm about to say and get me 6 months ago, a month ago, last week, telling you this. That with no evidence, we see massive hype that right-wing terror militias, that's their quote, are going to launch attacks on election day and after during contested election. I think it'll come during the contested election, not tomorrow. And that's how they brand Trump a terrorist. And that's how they try to basically declare civil emergency to bring in total censorship control and keep Trump from getting into office. And they've said they're going to do that with civil war conditions. So how do you get to the civil war conditions? You have to stage the crises or different crises. And now it's all over the news, CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. This is the daily cost, just all of it. On Telegram, a violent preview of what may unfold on election day and after. Groups backing former President Donald John Trump recently sent messages to organized poll workers to be ready to dispute votes in Democrat areas. Some posted images of armed men standing up for their rights to recruit for their cause. Oh, yeah, right. Others spread conspiracy theories that anything less than a Trump victory on Tuesday would be a miscarriage of justice worthy of revolt. The day is fast approaching when fence sitting will no longer be possible, read one post from Ohio chapter of the Proud Boys, the far-right organization that was instrumental in the Jan 6 attack. Oh, yeah, right. You will either stand with the resistance or take a knee and willingly accept the yoke of tyranny and oppression. Well, that's not violent. That's not... But again, the FBI reports say, oh my God, there's all these groups that are planning terror. And then they go on to move on from the Proud Boys that didn't do anything wrong and say, oh, but there's anonymous messages on Telegram that are calling for violence. See how that works? Oh, anonymous. The messages were posted on Telegram, the lightly moderated, yeah, they arrested the head of it, social media platform with nearly 1 billion users, which has become a harbinger of the potential actions and chaos that could unfold on election day and after. More so than other social apps, Telegram is a prime organizing tool for extremists who have a tendency to turn digital coordination into real-world action. New York Times analysts, more than 1 million messages across nearly 50 Telegram channels, with over 500,000 members, found a sprawling and interconnected movement intended to question the credibility of the presidential election, interfere with the voting process, and potentially dispute the outcome. So they're trying to imply this is all terroristic. Nearly every channel reviewed by the Times was created after the 2020 election. Yeah, you think people got pissed off after that? and it was all censored everywhere else, so they went there, highlighting the growth of increased sophistication of the election denialism movement. Oh, so active duty can't vote. Illegal aliens are voting everywhere. The Democrats say they're going to dispute it. Carbel's on TV calling for armed uprisings against Trump and Trump supporters that because Trump's coming for the black people with no evidence. And then they go on the article that armed groups are planning all this stuff with no evidence because people are worried they're going to steal it. And there they are trying it out in front of everyone right now. And of course, you know, there's feds, NGOs, provocateurs all over the place. And this is the best they've got. In New Hampshire, one Telegram channel instructed people to question local officials in person. Oh my gosh. About absentee ballot tallies in Georgia. Oh my goodness. Followers of the local Telegram channel were urged to attend election board meetings to argue for limits to absentee voting. Oh, like the federal courts are doing? Saying you got to follow the federal law and you can't keep counting ballots for weeks with no postmarks? The police reports, if necessary, and be ready to fight like hell. Well, I mean, I've said on air that people need to report what looks like election fraud to police. If you have ever said, what can I do? This is your opportunity, said one post from a Telegram group focused on Pennsylvania. Telegram is very often central to actually organizing people, oh my gosh, to engage in offline activities, said Ms. Kennelly, who now works for the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, a research firm that monitors Telegram. She recalled attending a meeting of election skeptics, oh my gosh, this year in Montana. I mean, the State Department runs around the world policing other people's elections. Oh, they're election skeptics too, where participants taught one another how to use Telegram. Oh gosh. Among things extreme movements, she said, Telegram is used very strategically to radicalize and recruit. So they're calling for civil war. They're calling for violence. They're calling for all of this while saying we are. And it's very obvious the next thing in their tool belt is to stage something. I've got all these articles we're going to get to when we come back. Led by Musk and Trump, an army of online actors has laid the groundwork to contest the election. So Raskin says they're not going to accept a Trump win and have civil war conditions and not certify him and all that. They're all out there saying that. But then Trump has lawyers that have been winning most of the cases, proving fraud and scams and voter intimidation and trying to get states to follow the law. And then that, oh, he's trying to steal it. Elon Musk's misleading election claims have been viewed more than 2 billion times on X. Analyst finds. So we're going to be breaking all this down and a lot more, but if you're not excited now, if you're not on the edge of your seat now, you aren't paying attention because we are in a historic, hardcore moment. And admitting how bad the enemy is how we defeat him. We've got to understand what we're up against. We can't be naive, and we can't let them control the narrative. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great t-shirts and incredible blow you away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, yellowstonestore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction. And because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Big League, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J6ers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation, and we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So some stuff becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the new world orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous. They're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor, to dictate total control over us with a social credit score, and that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Open season on loyal, decent, hardworking, honorable folks. Open season because the trash knows it's being taken out. And so the trash is fighting for its political, cultural, and spiritual life. And its life is culturally ruling us.
Never before in American history had a president called for a crowd to come contest the counting of electoral votes by Congress, or engaged in any effort designed to influence, delay, or obstruct the joint session of Congress in doing its work required by our Constitution and the Electoral Count Act.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified because they violated Florida's prohibition against dual office holders.
The debate is out of order.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
They're telling you they're going to create civil war conditions and not let him be seated as the president. Everything they accused him of, they're now doing, showing their total desperation. This guy's father was a famous communist.
Last night, I was most worried about the Supreme Court's prospective imminent abdication of its very clear duty to disqualify Donald Trump from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and what that might mean if their decision says that it's really up to Congress on January 5th or January 6th, 2025, to disqualify him at the counting of the Electoral College votes, which really could lead to something akin to civil war, if that's what the suggestion is, which is what I think I heard.
Jamie Raskin has the balls, and I'm sorry to be crass, he has the balls and the audacity to judge the Supreme Court as not having a very big workload. This is a congressman judging the Supreme Court. They don't hear that many cases. They don't have that much of a workload. So there's no reason why they didn't do their job. This is the most judgmental, disrespectful conduct to the Supreme Court justices imaginable. And when Trump goes out and criticizes a judge, it's insurrection through judicial insult. But when Jamie Raskin does it, when Jamie Raskin says it's going to be civil war conditions because we are not going to respect the outcome of the election, well, that's just fine because it's different, capital D, different Democrats. And remember, they said Donald Trump will never relinquish power if he ever gets reelected. He relinquished power the first time. They call him a Hitler-esque tyrant. He was banned from social media. They are accusing Trump of potentially doing, if he ever ascends to power, what they are predicting they are going to do right now. Donald Trump, if he ever gets back in power, he's going to persecute his political adversaries. He's going to put them in jail. That's literally what they are trying to do to him right now.
We're looking at perhaps the guiltiest president that there's ever been. The question is whether we're going to stand up and defend our constitutional order or we're going to let him get away with this. This president essentially has tried to pull the wool over America's eyes. But the defense of democracy begins with fidelity to the truth. And the oversight Democrats, America's truth squad against this disinformation, is here today to set the record straight.
I'm here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies.
The sedition of Jamie Raskin, the traitor, being uploaded right now to Real Alex Jones on X. Share it, copy it, cut it up. I don't care. Just get it out there. It's also on Infowars.com. But Infowars.com could be gone. There's a very good chance in 8 days. The 13th, and I had Naomi Wolf on last night, and she follows the show, but she didn't even know that it's been ordered to be sold in bankruptcy, and people are just now learning about it. I guess when we get shut down, people are going to care. We've gone with folks and built backups and the infrastructure and all of it, the servers, the satellite uplinks, the equipment. We need money to fund the crew. We need money for legal to keep battling these people. I can stay on indefinitely if you just support me. But you're not going to get this hardcore information at this level, unfortunately, anywhere else. People are starting to really get hardcore, but not like us. I got the enemy's number. My guests have the enemy's number. We're over the target. So before I get back into the news, remember, the enemies of your freedom and your future that are openly going to shut the whole country down. It's all over the corporate news that we're going into a total depression if Kamala wins on purpose to break your will and to bring in their new global system on the ashes of America. But we have a very good shot of stopping this, even if they kill Trump, even if they steal this election, which I don't believe they're going to get away with. I know God's hand is on Trump. But that'll be a big fight once he gets in. And we need to be on air then. This is a no-brainer. But if you're not praying for the broadcast, and if you're not sharing the articles and videos on your email, your text message, word of mouth, in person to people you know, perfect strangers, and then telling them to share it and tell those they share it with and tell them to share it and so on and so forth to complete what? The chain reaction. Then you're rolling over and dying, not deciding to share our reports, which people are doing. We're having a huge effect, but it needs to be bigger. Not supporting us financially is a decision that you're making to blunt the tip of the spear. You might as well go join the New World Order, quite frankly. And I'll just say it. All glory goes to God and our supporters that God worked through. But we've done an incredible job exposing the New World Order. I've been fighting hard for 30 plus years. And I thank everybody that kept us on air to do this. But we're right here on the verge of huge success. We've had massive success. People are waking up exponentially. But it's the people that see the clips and that are influenced by what the show's doing, but they're not the hardcore listeners, that small core compared to the huge mass. The small core is huge, but not ultra massive like the actual audience that hears the live show or gets derivatives or clips of it. I mean, I can't go in a gas station. I can't walk down the street. I can't go to the grocery store, a shopping mall, a church, anywhere. Most of the people talk to me and say, you woke me up. Oh, my God, you're being proven right. What's it like to everybody saying you're right? And I'm like, well, I mean, great. Okay, good. People know I didn't make this stuff up. Okay, great. Now can we stop the globalist at the main part of the fight? And can folks understand that I'm embattled? I'm a major target because of this. The bad guys hunt me. They attack me. They stalk me. And I'm not a victim. I asked for this. I'm not worried about my physical safety, any of it. I'm not worried about my name, any of that crap. I want to beat these people. It's why I do this, because I believe in you. I bet on you. And I want to thank from the bottom of my heart the people that have bet on me. But now all your support and everything you've done in the past has had a huge effect. But now we're over the target more than ever. We're having the most devastating victories against the enemy, affecting the mental battle space, getting the real talking points out there, alerting folks, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Our most important work is now. We're in our prime. And this is a long marathon, but we're coming to the end of it in this major phase. So I need you to take action now. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and you will be empowered by Hydra Force. That's super high quality, organic, not just hydration, not just the best electrolytes, but vitamins and minerals. I mean, it's a really quality product. You want ultimate CMOS, that's Irish CMOS, the superfood of superfoods, with the key bioavailable iodine that is the missing link in most people. Most people are deficient in it. And most iodine you get is bound to other substances, so you don't absorb it. You want the CMOS gummies, and the CMOS capsules are twice as strong, by the way, but they're all great. At thealexjonesstore.com. You want to get the great probiotic and the gut cleanse products. These are all amazing. So they're high quality products. They're discounted. The t-shirts, the hats, it's how you meet like-minded people, it's how you spread the word, and it's how you fund this operation. So that's a separate sponsor from InfoWars, and it will fund the future. And I'm like a NASCAR driver at one of the big races, the Indy 500, and I'm in the pole position. I'm in the lead by 20 car lengths, a short lead. But I got Eye of the Tiger, and I got another 10 laps to go. But my tires are bald, my tank is empty, and I'm a half mile from the pit stop. And if the pit team gets the tires ready and gets the fuel ready, and I drive in there, and they get those tires on, and they slam that gas into the tank, and they drop that car back down off those jacks, and I just focus, I will finish this race. Our fight is emblematic, as above, so below, of what's happening. And it's the same with Trump. So I need your support now, coming into the pit stop. 8 days till we're potentially shut down. Very good chance we will be. I'm working and praying that's not the case. And as we're sliding in here, I need you to just focus, get in the game, put the gas in the tank, put the tires on the car, and I will jam the accelerator down, and I will shoot out back onto the track, and I will beat their ass. But I'm telling you, I'm coming to the pit stop, and I see, you know, maybe of the 6-7 people, 5 are sitting there ready. Other folks are picking their nose and scratching their ass. And I just can't believe it's this close, but this is just how God does it. So it's real simple. I need, hell, I won't ask the 99% of you that never buy anything to think how important this is and go get great products anyways. I know you're not going to. It's okay. Don't do it. I get it. Action's not your thing. At least you share the articles, maybe. At least you pray for us. That'd be nice. I'm not complaining. This is such an important fight. I can't get mad at you. I just can't believe it. So let me just go to the folks that do keep us on air, because I hate asking them. Plus, they know it's great products. This is the time. Thank you for the support. Go back now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to be covering issues. I want to be doing what we're supposed to be doing instead of sitting here trying to get the pit crew to put the damn tires on the car. Because this isn't just some race we want to win so we can pop champagne and, you know, jump around. That doesn't matter. This is a race to stop World War III, to stop the structure of the country, to stabilize the nation, to bring the jobs back, to stabilize the dollar, to stop the pedophile cult from taking over our society and the next pandemic and the forced injections and the UN treaties and Agenda 2030 and all of it. I mean, Trump has said yes, after RFK said it 2 days ago, I will ban fluoride in the water. Trump said, yes, I'm going to ban a bunch of poison vaccines. Yes, I'm going to release the secret government databases that they have on what the shots really do, because they know what they're doing. They do it on purpose. That's got the system so scared. This is real. This is a Trump 1,000 times more hardcore than he was before. This is so exciting. Things are so good. But evil knows it and is throwing everything they've got at us right now. So, TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com is my dad's great supplement company, Next Level Foundational Energy, the fluoride-free toothpaste, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain Nootropic, the Rocket Rest, incredible herbal sleep aid that's so good for your whole body, that good restful sleep. It's all there. These are great products. Go there, DrJonesNaturals.com as well. So, you know, I'm not a Machiavellian guy. I know I've read The Prince and his other book, and I see it in politics, and he was kind of writing it after he'd been, you know, put on house arrest, exposed how the system works. So my point is, I don't use those tactics. I know full well that if we get shut down next week and I just say I'm taking a 2-month vacation, that more money than we ever need will pour in. Because I know how this works. And I watched that with Tucker Carlson. He didn't do that on purpose. He didn't know he was going to be fired. I called him and said, I bet you're fired in a month. I said it on air. One of my predictions. I made a lot personally to him. And he got fired 29 days later. He didn't have an infrastructure. He didn't have anything. He just had some producers. And he had to get set up, and it took him 2 months. And he came back 10 times bigger. We don't have that time in the middle of a disputed election. Or if he gets in and it's not disputed, they're going to throw everything they've got at us. I need to be there analyzing the enemy, having the expert guest on, taking the calls, energizing the people, and fighting them. I don't want to take any time off. So I get the world's crazy. I get the economy's in the crapper. I get the election's the main focus. But in the compendium of the fight against the New World Order, InfoWars is absolutely essential. Because we don't just influence hundreds of millions, and over the years, billions of people. We are watched by Congress and by parliaments and by all the major talk show hosts who have said, I have had one of the greatest influences on their awakening. Joe Rogan's on record. Tucker Carlson's on record. Russell Brand's on record. They're all on record. It's the touchstone to say, yeah, Alex Jones was right. It's not about me. I need people to recognize I've been right so we can know the next phase, not be naive, and beat it. So we're winning this fight, but barely. And I'm swinging for the fences. And I'm going to explain it again. I cannot do this without you. Now, if you go to the top of Real Alex Jones on X, you will see some URLs there, like drjonesnaturals.com, like thealexjonesstore.com, and there's another link, alexjones.live. alexjones.live. And you can go there and make Bitcoin donations directly to me. You can make donations on Vimeo. We're changing the Gifts and Go to a new project soon, so that's not a link to go to now. We close that one. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com. You can go to drjonesnaturals.com. It's all right there. And that's how you support. You can also go to realalexjones.com and go check out that URL. You'll like it. realalexjones.com. So, go to alexjones.live to find all the ways you can support us, or just go to the links at the top of Real Alex Jones. All right, I'm done talking about that. I don't know why, when it's so obvious that I'm the best at boiling things down, and why most of the time we're ahead of everybody else, because this stuff is as obvious as the nose on my face or the nose on your face. I'm going to say this real slow. And I meant to put this headline out for the live show today. I forgot to do it, but I'm going to do it during a break and repost the live feed on X. But let this sink in for just a minute. 10 states have had federal judges the last 2 months rule that illegal aliens can vote. The Secretary of State 5 weeks ago in Texas put out an announcement, not a law, and said, we take non-citizen IDs to vote. The only pushback was the Supreme Court on Virginia last week said, you can't let illegals vote who are on the rolls. Take them off. A day late, a dollar short, because what about all the other states? So it's admitted that illegal aliens are voting, and that the feds are backing that. And then I started getting reports a few weeks ago that active duty couldn't vote, early vote, that there were not machines, there was not voting places almost anywhere. And then it just comes out 2 days ago, yeah, the Pentagon just says it's an oversight. They didn't pay or set up any of the polling places, and there's no ballots. There's just no ballots for anybody overseas. That's the first time they've done that. I mean, the troops voted in Vietnam, Korea, deserts, you know, all of it. The Iraq War in 2003, Afghanistan. Well, just, you know, AP Reuters, you know, Pentagon fails to send absentee ballots to active duty members. Just all of them. They just admit it. So translate that. Because I was covering this yesterday, so I typed into a search engine, Democrats empower illegal aliens to vote while blocking active duty from voting. Or active duty military, active duty U.S. military, for the first time in history, are blocked from voting while illegal aliens are allowed to vote. I mean, that's it. They're trying to steal the election right there. In any other country, they would suspend this election and have another one in a few months. It happens all the time. The State Department goes around policing elections around the world. And according to their criteria, we have one of the most unfair, corrupt systems in the world. But instead, we have the Democrats saying there's no such thing as election fraud, when I can play you hours of them in the past saying other elections were stolen and contesting those. So illegals are voting. They're finding mass fake ballots everywhere. They're catching all these illegals on the voter rolls. They're saying they're going to accept, with no postmarks, ballots in Georgia and in Nevada and all over the place after the election, so there's no proof where it even came from, no postmark, totally illegal, violates federal and state law. They don't care. That's happening. Pennsylvania did the right thing, and their court said no yesterday, so they're working on the weekend. That's good. Working on the weekend like usual, out in the deep end like usual. So there is major pushback by the Republicans and with Laura Trump in there, and they're doing an A-plus job. Roger Stone talked about it yesterday. It was almost no ground game or defense 4 years ago. And so Republicans are mitigating the fraud, but the Democrats are flooding it with fraud, worse than they ever have. And the troops are being told, sorry, you can't vote. And the Justice Department's going to be monitoring all these battleground states at a record level to, quote, make sure Trump people don't stop other folks. So we're being framed. We're being set up for bad stuff. You've got Florida and Texas saying, no, you're not going to put feds in our state polling places. So when you hear them say there's no such thing as election fraud, not just the censorship of election news and the gaming of computers with Google, not giving news alerts to conservatives or blocking conservatives or Republican candidates from even being able to be searched, that's all baked in. And then you've got all the 90%+ of corporate money going to the Democrats. And then you've got the illegals voting. And you've got all the scams. And you've got all the fraudulent voter registration going on. And then active duty overseas can't vote for the first time ever in modern history. But the illegal aliens are. And then they, like Trump said yesterday, he goes, most of the Republicans around him and his own staff are scared to admit this is going on, because they're scared of being prosecuted and put in jail, and they're just scared of how it sounds because the media says you better not talk about it. Well, screw the corporate media. They tell you not to talk about the truth because that's what nails them. You go where the truth leads you no matter what. Well, I'm not scared to fight them, and I know you're not. That's why I thank you for your support. That's why I need it now. It's a day of action. I'm counting on you. Spread the links to the live shows. And go to theallshowstore.com and get great products now. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. In fact, we may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro-Prostate. Because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands. But even the government's admitted for decades, saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but You can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.